That hymn has given me great encouragement.
刚才那首诗歌实在是给我很大的鼓励。
Because the Holy Spirit is the most patient one.
因为实在圣灵是那一位最有忍耐的。
And he is the one who has made things happening.
而且他也是那一位让事情让能够让事情成就的。
And today we shall try again to recall your attention that we did start something long time ago.
我们今天是要提醒各位，我们的确我们在很久以前开始了一件事情。
We have tried to preach on the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter.
我们那个时候开始讲到林前十三章那个爱的那一章。
We have some success because we did a great deal of it.
我们也蛮成功的，因为我们的那一章讲了很多。
But then because this chapter is worthy to be studied so slowly.
但是这一章实在是值得我们慢慢的这样子来学。
We have not finished it yet.
我们还没有读完。
Therefore, I ask you to please turn with us to 1 Corinthians chapter 13 once again. I know many of you have read it many, many times.
所以今天早上我请各位再一次打开哥林多前书十三章。我知道各位这一章一定很熟。
I checked the schedule that we did preach on it 2 months ago.
我找看了一下记录，大概两个月之前我们这样子讲过。
Therefore, let's read a little bit more. Let's read from chapter 13, verse 4 to verse 7.
所以我们试试看，我们读十三章第四节到第七节。
And I'd like to ask you to read together with me, English, both English and Chinese.
我们中英文一起读。
Let's begin together. Charity suffers long, and is kind. Charity envies not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemingly. Seeks not her own. Is not easily provoked.Thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. All right. Let's turn to 2 Timothy then.
我们打开提摩太后书
Chapter 2.
第二章
This is something Paul wrote to Timothy.
这里是保罗写信给提摩太。
I wonder many of you have noticed that the strange way our Bible, the New Testament, are arranged of their names.
我相信各位一定注意到，我们新约圣经它的这个每一章的名字是很有点奇怪。
Last week I met a new believer. She asked me a question.
上一个礼拜有一个新得救的，他问我一个问题。
She asked me why the New Testament have so many different books with different names.
他问我这些新约为什么这不同的书有这不同的名字。
I said, all right, these are easy because Paul wrote so many books and he has to have distinction between all the books that he wrote.
所以我说这很简单啊，这个问题，因为保罗写了很多书信，他必须要有一个名字把它把每封信是分开。
And I began to tell him, you know, the book of Romans, the 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, and so on.
于是我就开始跟他讲这个罗马书，哥林多前，哥林多后。
These are the names of those who receive the letters.
这些是那些接受这个书信的那些人的名字。
But then I suddenly came to 1 Timothy.
突然一下我讲到了提摩太前书。
And Timothy is not a church, certainly.
那么提摩太不是一个教会的一个地方的名字。
So I say, all right, these are not the churches, but this is the person who receives his letter. It's a personal letter now.
好了好了，那这样子的话，不完全是啊，这里是开始是讲到这个哪个人接受那个信。
But then when I moved on, there are book of Hebrews.
下面又在讲到希伯来书的时候
I don't even know who the author is.
我连那个作者都不知道了
And then there are a book of the call of James.
然后讲到雅各书
James neither is a church.
雅各书他也不是一个教会
Nor a receiver.
也不是一个接受的人
He's an author of the book.
他是那个书的作者
So I think I'm confused myself.
所以我自己也都没有办法讲
很好的答案 Nevertheless, the Bible, every book is for theedification of the people.
但是每一卷书都是为了我们人的益处。
Now let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 10. Let's read it.
我们看提摩太后书第二章第十节。
Paul used almost the same word, very similar to what he just said in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
在这里保罗用了跟林前十三章同样的那个字眼在这里讲到。
He said, therefore I do all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ.Jesus was eternal glory.
所以我为选民凡事忍耐，叫他们也可以得着那在基督耶稣里的救恩和永远的荣耀。
We see immediately that Paul taught his student Timothy.
所以我们在这里马上看见保罗在这里教他的学生提摩太。
And we know that he was so patient, ever so patient in teaching the church.
我们知道保罗在教导教会是有何大何等大的耐心。
He is waiting for the church to mature.
他在那里等待等候教会在那里成熟。
And he is teaching Timothy to do the same.
他也教导提摩太做同样的事。
Therefore, you see, although there's no word such as love here appear in 2 Timothy.
所以虽然你在提摩太后书这里看不见一个爱这个字眼在这里。
But Paul said he endured all things for the elect.
但是他说为了选民凡事忍耐。
Because he knows what the church is all about.
因为保罗实在是知道这个教会是什么是什么。
Because he knows that God has a purpose in the church.
他也知道神在教会中有一个旨意。
And since we say all good things must come to those who wait.
既然我们说凡事都
All things come to those who wait.
凡事那
All good things come to those who wait.
那些等候神的人凡事有好凡事大有。
I know why she stuck because that was not a Bible quotation. That was a common slang.
凡是等候神的人都会有好处。
Therefore, Paul has taught Timothy to wait, to be enduring.
所以在这里，保罗教导提摩太在那里要忍耐，在那里忍耐。
It explains to us why Paul is so patient with the church.
这里在这个地方就告诉我们为什么保罗对教会是那样的有忍耐。
He is really patient.
因为他实在是有忍耐。
You know, personally, Paul is not the most patient people on earth.
你知道我们要照人来看保罗并不是世界上最有耐心的人。
Because in the book of Acts chapter 17, he did tell us that he couldn't wait any longer, therefore he went ahead and preached the gospel.
因为在第十七章行传十七章里头那里保罗他自己说他说我实在是等不及了所以我就赶快出去传福音了。
That happened in Athens.
那里在雅典是这样发生这样的事。
But then you know,But as far as the church business is concerned,
但是当讲到教会里的事情的时候
Paul has this immense love.
保罗在那里有一个很极大无比的爱
He said, love endures all things.
而他说爱能够爱是凡事忍耐
And then he endures all things for the sake of elect.
而且他为了选民凡事忍耐
Dear brother and sister, maybe we have started something that we need to review again.Let's come back to 1 Corinthians.
也许我们再回到哥林多前书。
You know, we started by reading what is love.
我们先开始说到的爱是什么。
About a year ago, we preached on love is long suffering.
我们在差不多一年以前说到爱是恒久忍耐。
And that is something is strange to human mind.
因为那样的一件事情是对一个人的人性来讲是一件很特别的事。
And he said, love is suffers long and is kind. Both are the things that's very deep in Paul's writing.
因为他说爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈这里面实在是在保罗是讲一个很深的事情。
I must confess, when I started preaching that, I began to notice what God says about himself.
我必须要说 只有在当我开始要讲这一段的时候我才开始慢慢了解保罗到底想要告诉我什么。
And you see, when we read along 1 Corinthians chapter 13,
当我们这样子13章里面这样慢慢读下来的时候
And once I turn to the Old Testament sometime,
然后有时候我又翻到旧约里面
I want to draw the attention, comparison between the two.
我要提醒各位在这里我这里有两个很清楚的对比。
What I mean is, please turn to Exodus chapter 34.
请我们翻开出埃及记第34章。
There God proclaimed himself to be a certain character.
在那里神把他自己的性情表明出来。
You see, I began to notice the similarity here.
在这里呢，我就看到这个两个相同点出现了。
Some people has asked me, why does the First Corinthians start with long suffering and finish with endurance?
有人就问我说，为什么这个爱的这一篇一开始先说爱是恒久忍耐，而又最后结束是凡事忍耐？
And I said, isn't that already clear enough? He knows that we have no patience as Christians.
我那时候就说这不是很清楚吗因为神知道我们做基督徒实在是没有什么忍耐。
But God really doesn't mean to repeat himself unnecessarily.
但是神不会那样子没有意义的就在那里重复说
you see,
重复的话。
The first statement saying that he is long suffering and is kind. Talk about himself, his personality as God of love.
最开始上说是爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈是说到他的神的神性他是那样子的有忍耐又有爱又有恩慈
Let's read chapter 34 verse 6 from Exodus
但是若是我们读出埃及记第34章第六节
And the Lord passed by before him when meaning Moses, and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth.
耶和华在他面前宣告说，耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
And some of the passages also said that he is slow to anger.
在有很多地方他就说他是慢慢不轻易发怒。
And you know in 1 Corinthians 13 they also talk about slow to anger.
在这里第13章的爱的这一章里头也讲到不轻易发怒。
To me, a reader of the Bible, it becomes so apparent now.
所以你如果你真的好好读圣经的话就发现这发现很清楚的这里。
It only reinforced strengthening what we knew before.
所以在这里他在爱的这一篇等于把以前我们知道的他 再重新加强。
God is love. That's why he wants his love to be in his children.
神是爱所以他需要讲他将他的爱来浇灌他的儿女。
God is love. Therefore, he expects all believers becomes love.
因为神是爱所以他也在那里期待在那里盼望所有他的儿女都有爱。
It's imperative that we all become what God is like.
所以我们是无可避免的我们一定是要走到像神那个样子。
And you know, long suffering saying that God is not being angry, God has to be merciful for some reason.
你在那里看到神不是随便轻易发怒他在那里有恩慈是一样是在那里有一个目的。
You know the setting of Exodus chapter 34.
你知道我们在讲出埃及记三十四章的时候那个它的背景如何
The setting is that the Israelites has just sinned.
因为在那个地方在出埃及记三十四章那里以色列人刚刚犯了罪
And they sinned a great sin.
而且他们犯了一个大罪
There's nothing greater than the sin.
没有比那个罪更大的
They have turned the glory of God into an image of the idol.
因为他们讲神的荣耀变成一个偶像的样子
And God is so angry at them.
那时候神实在是将他们发烈怒
Moses was in the mountain receiving the Ten Commandments.
在那个时候摩西在山上接受那十诫。
Of that, the first one is that thou shalt have no God before me.
而十诫里头第一条就是说你们不可以敬拜别的神。
And the second one said thou shalt not worship any idol.
那么第二条又说到你不可以为自己造任何的偶像。
Before Moses came down to the mountain, those two laws have been broken.
但是在连摩西还没下到山的时候这两条诫命已经被破坏已经被犯了。
Please, dear brother and sister, imagine God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹你能不能想象神
You imagine if you were God
如果你是神的话
You have all the authority and power of the universe
你在那里有全世界全宇宙所有的能力
You are mighty and you are self-existing
你在那里有那样大的权柄而且你是自由拥有的
According to your good will you have created people they are created for your glory
而且是依照你自己的荣耀而你创造了人
And of all those people you have selected, you have called the Israelites from their forefather, the time from Abraham and on.
而又所有的人类中间，你又特别的从亚伯拉罕他这位先祖，你就开始来选召了以色列民。
You have waited and waited until the time ripes, and you call the children of Israelite from Egypt.
而且你在那里又等待了那么久，到了时候，你将以色列民从埃及地的带出来。
Through your mighty doing and all miracles and all the works.
经过你自己那伟大的那个神迹奇事，将他们带出来。
Now they have come to you in the mountains of Sinai.
于是他们终于来到这个西乃的山下，现在来见你。
In the wilderness where you call Moses to be on the mountain and reveal to him the Ten Commandments, which had never been done before.
而且在那山上，神第一次向摩西显现，而且给了他。这十条诫命这是从来自古从来没有的事情
It's never been revealed to any man any children any descendant of human being
因为神从来没有将这样的事情显现给任何人类任何一个人
The expectancy If you were God you will understand the expectancy
若是你是神的话我想你可以想象神在那里他的期待他的盼望是怎么样
I mean God has a high hope
在那里神实在是有一个很大的期望
It's so highThere's nothing to compare.
那样大的盼望是没有任何一样事情可以来比较的。
But all of a sudden, it's deflated.
突然一下，这一个希望就这样破灭。
Because they have sinned against the Creator, the Almighty One.
因为这以色列人在那里对着这一位王，这一位万王之王在那里犯了罪。
Oh, I say God is right in angry, being angry.
我可以说神啊，如果生气的话，也真对啊。
If I were him, I would angry 10 times over.
要是我的话，也许我比神更要生气10倍。
You know, Moses came to God and tried to appease him.
在那时候，摩西又回到神的面前，向那里要求神。
He even bargained. He even said, "Lord, forgive them. Blot out my name. Forgive them."
甚至要跟神拌交涉，说你把我的名除去吧，请你不要，请你要救他们。
God listened to his prayer and answered Moses and revealing himself furthermore.
这个时候神就回答了摩西，于是再一次把他自己更多的向摩西启示。
He revealed himself to be this compassionate, to be this merciful, gracious God.
这个时候神向摩西显示他是那位有怜悯有恩典的神。
But he also told Moses,
但他也同时告诉摩西
that I will forgive their iniquity and transgression in verse 7 and sins.
第七节他说到我要为千万人存留慈爱，那么赦免过罪孽过犯 和罪恶。
And there will be no means clear the guilty.
Okay. 万不以无罪的为有罪为无罪。
Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation.
必追讨他的罪自父及子直到三四代。
Dear brother and sister, God is saying, He can forgive for time, but He will clear out all the account.
在这里神说我可以赦免，但是我要将一切的这个罪都要对付掉。
Therefore, dear brother and sister, when God said He is long-suffering, He suffers long, because He has something to do in the future.
在这里我们说到神是那样子蛮有慈爱，他在那里在这忍耐，因为他在他将来要做一件事情。
Dear brothers and sisters, do not mistake God.
弟兄姊妹们，千万不要误会神。
Seeing that he is a so goody good person.
以为他这神就是什么好好先生一样。
God is a righteous God.
神是一位公义的神。
He claims that I shall not put iniquity away.
他说到他我不会将罪孽就那样轻易放过。
Though he can suffer for a while.
虽然他在那里要忍耐要受苦受一段时候。
Dear brothers and sisters, to the time of the Old Testament and New Testament, people are totally different in under the image of God.
因为在新约跟旧约时代这两个时代里头，人对神的人的观念，神的观念很不一样。
Dear brothers and sisters, they were right in fearing God.
他们在那里敬畏神，害惧怕神，的确是对的。
Because one day God will clear the debt with them.
因为在那里神有一天要讨他们的债。
And the psalmist says, who shall stand at those days?
人说在那个神的那个日子里头有谁能站立得住。
And dear brother and sister, I wonder the New Testament people, the first time they begin to claim that God is love.
我在怀疑当第一次当这新约时代的子民说到神是爱的时候。
Indeed, they have a deeper understanding of God's mercy.
因为他们在里面的确他们是有更深的了解，对神的怜悯有一定有一层更深的了解。
But they also have an advantage that the Old Testament people do not have.
但是他们更有一个好处呢，就是在那个更占一个便宜，因为在旧约时代的人没有不能了解的。
John, the Apostle John said in his book, First John.
在约翰一书里头。
He made a great statement saying, God is love.
在那里他有一个很大的在那里清清楚楚说神就是爱。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because he has seen Jesus in dying for our sins.
因为他看到了在那里耶稣为了我们的罪而死。
What God would do is hidden in the Old Testament time.
在神要做的事情在旧约的时代是一个隐藏的。
Until the full maturity of time, God revealed to the mankind, the sons of mankind, that He has sent His Son to die for our sins, and all sins are blotted away, all cleared.
在但是到了时候满足的时候，他就将他的儿子受死，到时候将我们所有一切的罪孽全部都除去。
If we understand God to be a merciful God in the Old Testament time,
若是我们了解在旧约时代。我们知道神是一个有恩典的神。
Because he has waited, he has for a time being given up the judgment.
因为他那个时候他在那里忍耐等候，在暂时呢不审判他们。
And we call him merciful. We call him God is love.
我们说啊，神是爱，在那里他神是有怜悯的。
You know that's the Old Testament word hasay means God is merciful. God is love.
因为在那里神是有怜悯的，神是爱。
And how much more is in the New Testament time? We see clearly.Yes, someone has paid our debt.
所以若是我们在旧约时代的人能够有这样的看见，我们在新约时代的人是不是更清楚知道神实在是为我们付了一个代价，神更是爱。
Therefore, what God long suffers has been paid off.
所以神在那里忍耐等候，他的最后呢，他将这个 将最后将罪对付了。
But dear brother and sister, that was only the beginning.
但是那只是一个开始。
We understand 1 Corinthians chapter 13 as a way God revealed His love, and therefore we should learn it too.
我们知道在林前十三章在那里，神将他的爱显明出来，也叫我们让我们也要学。
I would ask you to go back to what we preached before, step by step, how God leads us to understand all His love.
我实在是想鼓励各位再回去看我们一次一次讲到的每一点每一点，看看神怎么样用他的爱来激励我们。
But I want to clear with you today again, what does that mean by here that God endures all things?
但是今天我们要更清楚地讲到，为什么神又再一次讲到他要凡事忍耐。
Love endures all things.
这是爱。凡事忍耐。
What does that mean?
这个到底是什么意思?
You know, the word originally means that they stand, they withstand.
原来这个字的意思呢，就是在那里等候，忍耐，等候。
站住。
站住。
With all the difficulties, nothing pushes away, nothing pushes down.
虽然就是困难重重，但是呢，没有一样事情是被压下来的。
With all kind of trouble, difficulty, tribulations.The patience can stand.
所有那些患难，那些痛苦，那些一切的事情，但是呢，因为爱在那里，他站住。
We have to understand again the whole meaning of God's creation again here.
我们实在是要再一次来了解，来看一看神在这里所有的创造。
You see, God is not creating people just to forgive them.
你知道，神造我们并不是他就是要来赦免我们就算了。
He has a purpose. He has more than forgiving.
他有一个目的是远超过光是赦免而已。
He is going to bring the people into the land of Canaan.
他要将他的人民带领进到迦南地。
There he has given them the milk of honey in the land.
在那里要将他们带入那流奶与蜜之地。
Of course we know these are all types, and that there's no such land which produce milk and honey.
我们知道这只是一个象征，因为没有哪一个地在那里地下有奶有蜜在那里流的。
You cannot even walk on it.
那你连走路都没办法走了。
But you know God speaks of His fullness and abundance.
但是你知道这里说到神他的丰满，他的丰富。
Let me turn with you to another important verse, which is in the New Testament in the book of Matthew.
那我们再看一下另外一节很重要的圣经，在马太福音里面。
Matthew chapter 24.
在马太福音24章里面。
Verses from 10 to 14.
从第十到第十四节。
I'm sure many have looked this and probably overlooked, including myself.
我相信你们一定都读过这一节，而且也许就读过了就算了，像我这样。
But now that we call the attention again.
但是现在我们要再一次，我们来注意的读。
Please read it carefully.
我们这里很小小心心的读。
Verse 10, Jesus said this himself.
在这里，耶稣他自己说。
He was talking about the end time.
那里他是说到末世的时候。
What he says here, he said, and then shall many be offended.And shall betray one another, and shall hate one another.
那时必有许多人跌倒，也要彼此陷害，彼此恨恶。
He was talking about the end time, the church situation at the end time.
他这里说到，在那里是一个在末世的时候，在教会里的情形。
And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many.
且有好些假先知起来，迷惑多人。
And because iniquity shall abound.The love of many shall wax cold.
只因不法的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡了。
Isn't it the situation?
这不就是现在的情形吗？
You know, brother and sister, many people ask me, what's wrong with the church today? And they pull out all the things that they are talking about on the newspaper and television and etc.
有很多人问我说，今天教会到底怎么回事啊？于是将一些报纸上的一些新闻拿出来跟我问。
And some are believers, some are accusing the church, some are non-believers.
有些呢是信主的这样子问我，有些不信主的拿这个来控告我。
You know, they remind me of this chapter 24, verses from 10 to 12.
于是在这件事情就让我想起这一段圣经来。
And I pulled the Bible out and indicated to them, indeed, this is what's happening today.
我就将圣经拿出来说，这就是今天所发生的事。
The love of God is cold in the churches.
因为在这里，神的爱在教会里面越来越冷了。
And there are many false prophets rise up and they deceive many.
而且有好些假先知起来，迷惑了很多人。
And there are many iniquities abound, and the love of many, I mean, there are many iniquities.
而且在那有不法的事情很多很多。
And one betray another.
而且彼此陷害。
But please read on to verse 13.
但是请我们继续读第十三节。
Jesus said,
耶稣说
But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved.
唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
Dear brother and sister, we have been trying to preach the gospel to the end of the world. Not only doesn't mean myself, but the church as a whole.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，在这里传福音，福音我们实在是希望将福音传到地极。
But then we neglected what before that said.
但是在这个之前我们就没有注意到他前面说什么。
We shall endure.
我们需要忍耐。
First, we shall endure.
第一个我们要先忍耐。
Because seeing all these bad things happening, all those things that do not encourage anybody.
因为这些所有这些坏的事情发生没有办法给我们任何的鼓励。
We need encouragement even more.
而这个时候我们更需要鼓励。
But the Lord told us to endure.
但是神在这里告诉我们要忍耐。
But the only thing he has given us to endure.
这是唯一一件事情给我们的就是要忍耐。
Let's turn to chapter 8 of Luke.
我们再翻到路加福音第八章。
And we shall review what God has given us when he called us to be saved.
我们在这里要再看神来呼召我们得救那个时候给我们看见的。
Again, this is Jesus' own word.
这也是耶稣他自己所说的。
And in the chapter 8 of Luke, he was using the parables that we all knew from Matthew chapter 13.
在这里，路加福音再一次用到马太福音十三章里所说到的那个比喻。
Jesus was saying the same, I don't know whether two instances or one, but this is the same thing that he talked about when they're sowers to sow the seed.
我不知道这里是不是说两件事情，还是他重新再说一次，在这里说到撒种。
And some have brought up fruit, some has been go to wayside.
有些呢，有些种子长出来了，结果了，有些就荒废了。
I'm sure you understand the stories, therefore we go directly to verse 15.
我相信你们对这个故事内容都很清楚，所以我们直接就看第十三节。
No, 15.
十五节。
Verse 15 said, But that on the good ground are they, which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with Patience.
那落在好土里的就是人听了这听了道持守在诚实善良的心里并且忍耐着结实。
By the way, the word patience and endure in the original language is just one word, same word.
在这里大家原文里头这些忍耐都是同一个字。
And he said here, the Lord Jesus said here, with patience, bear fruit with patience.
在这里再一次说用忍耐来结实。
Dear brother and sister, I want you to understand the salvation we receive.
弟兄姊妹们，我实在要希望你能够对我们今天所接受的这个救恩有些有更多的了解。
There are many new believers in our midst.
我们在我们中间有很多刚得救的。
There are many old ones.
也有很多年长的。
I want you to know that when God called us to be saved.
但是我要让各位知道，当神来呼召我们得救的时候
，He has set us on a long course, long journey.
他把我们放在一个很长很漫长的一个路途上面。
It's not easy.
不是那么容易。
Nobody ever promised you to be easy.
没有人说这条路很容易。
Not simple.
也不是那么简单。
Don't ever expect it to be simple.
也不要想这个事情很简单。
The Lord already told you to be patient.
神
to be patient, to be patient.
神已经一再一再地告诉我们要忍耐，要忍耐，要忍耐。
In all the difficulties, to be patient.
在所有一切难处里面要忍耐。
In fact,Paul was daring enough to tell the new believers when he preached gospel.
甚至保罗甚至也胆敢向那些刚刚得救信主的人说，警告他们要忍耐。
You know, we are funny. We want to hide those facts from the new believer. Oh, they shouldn't know. They should not be knowing that following the Lord is too difficult.
有的时候我们故意对那些刚得救的人不敢吓唬他们，免得他们觉得信主是很可怕的。
That's why we all become weak.
所以结果我们每个人都变成很软弱。
And you know what the false hope the Israelites had when they started out in 3 days into the wilderness?
你知道那些以色列人出埃及的时候他们有一个错误的幻想。
They felt that 3 days enough for them to serve God.
因为他们觉得他们只要一出来三天侍奉神就够了。
Little knowing that they went on for 40 years.
他们绝对没有想到在旷野里面就已经花了40年。
And most 99% didn't even get into Canaan.
大部分人99%都还没有真正能进入迦南。
Only the second generation who were under 20 years of age when it did go in.
只有那些当时20岁以下的那些第二批才能第二下一个世代才进入迦南。
Paul doesn't care. He wasn't worried about scaring people away.
保罗在那里并不在乎他把那些人吓走。
But he was telling the truth.
但是他是将真理说明。
It doesn't matter who speaks it. or how they speak is as long as they are telling the truth.
这个什么人说也没关系，怎么说出来也没关系，只要说出来是真话。
Paul told the people when he preached gospel, when he came back and ordained them to be the leaders in the church.
保罗在那里向他们说实话，当他回来在教会中设立长老的时候，就向他们说这些话。
I'll check my memory. I think it's in Acts chapter 14, verse 22.
我相信是在行传十四章第42节里面。
22节里面。You can check it again. He told the elders that we shall endure much. We shall meet a lot of tribulation to get into the kingdom of God.
在那里他再一次的警告长老们说我们要经过很多的苦难，很多的危险，我们才能够进入神国。
Dear brother and sister, we are not running a 100-yard dash.
在这里弟兄姊妹们，我们不是光跑一个100码的短跑。
We are running 400 meter, maybe 800 meter, maybe even marathon.
也许我们跑400里或者400码800码，甚至是跑马拉松。
We shall measure our strength and move on with continuously.
我们在这里要固定我们的力量，在那里慢慢往前，一直不断的往前。
But don't you expect it shall be finished soon?
但是，请你不要想到它马上就可以完了。
Yet, dear brothers and sisters, when we have the right concept in following the Lord,
弟兄姊妹，当我们有这样正确的观念在这里追寻主的时候
，day by day, hour by hour, year after,
我们在这里就是日日夜夜，每小时每分钟的时候
，and we wonder why the time passes so soon.
但是我们又会觉得这时间怎么过得这么快？
Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord teaches to be enduring.
神教导我们要忍耐。
Suffer as much.
在那里要受很多的苦。
And we shall take the test.
而我们在那里要接受这样的熬炼。
What does the endurance mean?
那这里说到这个忍耐什么意思呢？
It means you can stand, you can hold still, you can stand still without moving, without changing.
在这里就表示你在那里可以站住，能够站得稳，不摇动。
Do not change your original love to the Lord.
不要改变你对神起初的爱心。
Do not change the original zeal to preach the gospel.
也不要改变你有起初那传福音的热心。
Do not change your attitude to yourself, saying, "I am worthless. I just want to die to myself."
也不要说我是这么样子，我是。
I just want to die to myself.
我就是要在为。
Don't change that.
我请你不要改变
Don't change your attitude to die to yourself.
也不要改变那个在向着你自己要死的那个的态度。
Don't change the attitude that we should press on to the Lord and seek him only.
而且也不要改变那个我们只是面对的要向着神，向着他只叫向着向着他向着标杆直跑。
Well, I sound like an old man, don't I?
我这样讲像个很年纪很大的人是不是？
But I believe many of you are mature enough to understand what I preach.
但是我相信各位有一定也都是在主里面有经历能够了解我为什么这么说。
And the Lord wants us to press on, to endure.
而神就是要我们这样子往前。
Book of Hebrews says about that.
在希伯来的书里面这样说到。
He said, looking unto Jesus.
在那里说你抬头仰望耶稣。
And endurance.
然后你就忍耐一切。
Chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 7. Please check it.
在那里，我们一起看希伯来书第十二章第一节、第二节跟
第七节。
第七节。
And you know, even in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 32, when they suffered, when they endured all the warfare.
那在希伯来书十章第32节里面，在那里讲到他一切在那里为神的征战。
And dear brother and sister, these are what God had given us when He called us.
你知道吗？这个在神呼召我们的时候，这些就是要给我们的。
Don't you understand now?
你们现在了解吗？
Everybody may have different experiences of difficulties.
也许我们每个人所经历的困难是不一样。
But difficulties are inevitable.
但是这个苦难每个人都免不了。
Because our human nature needs to be purged.
因为我们这个天然生命是需要被对付的。
God has intended that our life may be tested, endured.
因为神要在这里将我们要锻炼，让我们忍耐能站住。
That we may change.
这样我们才能改变。
That's what James said in his book.
在这里雅各书就是说到这一点。
When he talked about the endurance.
当他说到忍耐的时候。
He said those who endure are blessed. Blessed are those who endure.
他说那些忍耐的就是有福的，也有福的是忍耐的。
Because after they have gone through the test, they may receive a crown of life.
因为这样子他们这样经过这样子试炼 生命的试炼的时候，他们就可以接受一个生命的冠冕。
See what he says here is a crown of life.
你听注意了吗？他这里说到是生命的冠冕。
Because it's been tested and their life has been changed.
因为在这里他是经过试炼熬炼的，然后这个生命改变了。
And I want to speak a few words to the young people.
我在这里要对这些年轻的，我们有几句话。
You know, when I was young, I never realized my life was so rebellious.
在我年轻的时候，我从来不觉得我是一个叛徒。
I thought I was an obedient son.
我说我觉得我蛮听话的。
I've been going to school every day.
我每天好好上学。
Never cut schools. I'm not sure. Maybe I cut one or two.
我从来不逃学。我现在想想看，也许我逃过一两次。
You know, I've tried to stay within the bounds of the limitation of the school.
我在那里也是在那里好好的守学校的校规。
I didn't think I was a disobedient son.
我也不觉得我也是一个很叛逆的儿子。
I may even receive some praises from people who knew me, saying that's a young, good young man.
也许我在一些人中间，我还得到蛮好的称赞，说那这个年轻人不错。
But dear brother and sister, it is only after I grew up.
但是只有在我长大以后。
It is only when I have children.
只有在我自己有孩子以后。
And it is only when I see them.
只有在
I was a disobedient son.
只有在我看到我孩子的表现的时候，我才发现原来我是一个很叛逆、很不听话的孩子。
How do they get that kind of attitude?
我有时候觉得说，他们怎么会有这样子的态度呢？
I never taught them to be that way.
我从来没有教他们这样子啊。
But they were just like me.
可是他们实在就跟我一样。
They have to shout. They have to rebel against me.
他们必须要在那大声喊叫，必须在那有叛在反叛。
Just as I didn't understand myself when I was young.
就像我自己年轻时候也不了解我自己。
Dear brothers and sisters, isn't it true that all human nature rebellious?
弟兄姊妹们，是不是所有人的天性都是一个反叛的天性呢？
We rebel against the authorities.
因为我们对着权柄反叛。
We rebel against the things that we do not like.
我们对那些不喜欢的我们就反叛。
And we didn't know, and we didn't understand. God was the authority, and God has put the things around us.
我们也并不完全不知道，因为神就是那一位最高的权柄，他将这些事情放在我们旁边。
Oh, therefore we have no rest.
结果我们就没有安息。
You see, these days when we are talking about how to lead the brother and sister walking onto the spiritual way,
最近我们在提到怎么样能带领弟兄姊妹们走上这个属灵的道路。
I was rereading those books would help me when I was beginning my spiritual journey.
于是我就重新再把那些在起先帮助我灵程长进的时候我读的那些书。
And I was coming into Madame Guillaume's book for called A Simple Way of Prayer.
于是我又读到盖恩夫人那里说到简易祷告法。
I read that book before.
那本书我读过。
But when I read it again, I begin to see the subtle things that she taught, and I missed before.
但是当我仔细再看的时候，我发现有些很清清楚楚在那里她教导的事情，我那时候看的时候没有看到。
She was talking about finding the rest before God.
她那里说到在神里面呢寻找那个安息。
You see, for 20 years, I have been praying.
你知道，这二十年里头我总是在那祷告。
But when she said it, I begin to realize these are something I'd never achieved.
但是当那本书上这么一说出来的时候，我才发现这是一个我在祷告上面我没有达到的。
Or something that I sporadically achieved.
或者是我是偶尔能够有这样子得着。
But dear brothers and sisters, that was all because our natures are rebellious.
弟兄姊妹们，这都因为我们这个叛变、反叛的天性。
We could not find happiness until we understand that these are the things that God wants to deal with.
你知道，我们没有办法能够真正的有喜乐，一直等到我们知道这一些是我们身上的，就是神要来对付的。
Dear brothers and sisters, talking about endurance, who endures even more?
那如果说到忍耐的话，哪个人忍耐最多呢？
Who's enduring who?
那么谁是在忍耐谁呢？
Are we enduring God or is God enduring us?
我们在忍耐神还是神在忍耐我们呢？
Give it a thought, please.
我们在这里大家想一想。
We are not enduring.
我们不是在忍耐。
God is waiting patiently to arrive, for us to arrive.
神在那里很忍耐的在等候我们能达到。
Now, I heard something good this morning.
我今天早上听到一个好消息。
A brother came to me saying, oh, I have to come early. I told my wife, we've got to leave at a certain time.
有一位弟兄跟我说我今天一定要早点来，我一定是在几点几分的时候一定要离开家。
He said, for God is waiting for me today.
因为今天神在等候我。
I like that.
我实在是很喜欢。
Dear brothers and sisters, God is waiting for us.
弟兄姊妹们，神在等候我们。
I don't mean come to here promptly on time, 10 o'clock.
我不光只是说十点整的时候你到在这里。来这里薄饼。
He has been waiting for us patiently all the time.
因为他在那里永远在那里经常的在那里很忍耐的等候我们。
And he suffers. He waits. He's long suffering and he endures.
他在那里忍耐在那里受苦在那里长久忍耐。
He endures.
他实在在忍耐。
And we didn't even know that.
我们甚至有都不太有时候不知道。
You know, again, we use the illustration of parents and children.
我们再一次用父母跟孩子的这个比喻来说。
Luke 15 even talked about the prodigal son.
讲到路加福音十五章里头讲到那位浪子。
The fact is, the father is always waiting.
这个在那里有一件事实，就是那个父亲是一直在门口等候。
You know, nowadays we like this hearted expression. I'm ready whenever you are.
我们现在常常有时候会讲一句话说我已经准备好了什么时候都可以啊。
I'm ready whenever you are.
我已经好了什么时候都行。
You see, God is the one who says that without change.
但是只有神能够这样子说像我们说他预备好了等候我们。他在等候我们。
He endures all that.
他在那里忍耐一切。
Our spiritual condition was not right.
我们常常我们的属灵的情况不太对。
God needs to change it.
神要改变我们。
Until we are ready.
等到我们改变对了。
Then the blessing comes.
然后这个祝福就会来到。
Then the power comes.
然后这个能力就会来到。
Then all the things prosper.
然后所有一切的事情都会在那里兴盛起来。
We didn't understand that.
我们不能了解。
That's another reason Christians suffer and endure.
另外一件事情是基督徒在那受苦在那要忍耐的。
It also has to do with the purpose.
也在那里跟神的这个最后的目的有关。
The enemy doesn't like us to get into the full meaning of God's salvation.
你知道，仇敌不喜欢我们完全了解那个救恩的完全。
That's why he has given us all kind of difficulty to stop us from getting into the full blessing of God.
所以仇敌呢，就给我们各式各样的难处，让我们没有办法能够完全了解救恩的丰富。
You know, last Friday, I was invited to go to True Light Presbyterian Church to preach there to them, to the young people.
上礼拜五，我到真光长老会，在那些年轻人的一个团契中间，向他们传讲。
They gave me a message of wanting me to teach them on the fellowship with the Lord.
他们给我一个题目是说怎么样与主交通。
You know, those of you who understand where the word come from, knew that come from first John.
各位如果你晓得的话，这个话是从约翰一书里头出来的。
And John was teaching the people the fellowship with the Lord.
因为在那里，约翰教导人要怎么样与主同在。
Of course, the first thing he talked about is the sin that needs to be dealt with.
在那里，他当然他讲了第一件事情是我们的罪，第一个先要对付。
And the first thing he talked about was the life that had to be assimilated.
在那也讲到
生命相同，
在那里生命也要相同。
You know, I was following all that because my habit told me this is the way to teach them.
于是我就这样照着那个地方这样子来讲，因为我的习惯上觉得这是应该这样子教，应该这样子讲的。
Because you have the same life, you come to the Lord and you find a fellowship, and the light shines upon you. And because the light shines upon you, you see on your own sins. Then you see the blood of Christ, and you know there's a forgiveness if you ask for it.
因为你先来到光中，于是呢你就看到自己的罪。当这些罪被赦免的时候，于是你就跟神有交通，看到神的荣耀。
And the forgiveness brings into the fellowship.
于是这个赦免就带进交通。
But dear brother and sister, I'm sure most of you understand that meaning.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我相信你们大家其实都了解这个意义。
And I think those young people, the young adults in that church also knew that.
我相信那个教会的那些年轻人也都了解这一点。
Therefore, when I started preparing that, the Lord prompted me to tell them a few things.
所以当我这样准备的时候，那个主在我里面叫我要讲几样事情。
That was not in the first chapter, it was in the second chapter.
并不是在第一章里面，是在第二章里面。
The second chapter told me that for those mature ones, the one who we can call them fathers,They shall know God, know the one who was from the beginning.
那些第二章里面说，那些比较成熟的，就是那些可以在那里为父的，他们要
认识起初原有的，
要认识起初原有的。
And for those, not only the little ones, the strong ones, the young men.
那些少年人，那些刚强的。
They need to fight the enemy. They need to fight the devil, and they need to be separated from sin, and they need to.Be separated from the world.
那些人，他们要来与仇敌征战，他们要与世界分开。
They shall claim the victory. These are the strong ones. These are young men.
他们那些少年人要在那里成为得胜者，在那里，这些都是那些少年人，年轻的。
All these, the knowledge of the Creator, that one which is from the beginning, and the experience of overcoming. Where does it come from?
那么这些认识神的人，那么这些他们征战得胜的人，他们从哪来的呢？
The book has already told us it's from the fellowshipping with the Lord.
但是这本书上已经告诉我们，就是在与主交通才有这样的结果。
Dear brother and sister, please take the meaning of the fellowshipping with the Lord into deeper water.
弟兄姊妹们，我们希望把这个与主交通这件事实，能够跟我们有更深更深的了解。
The Bible teaches that that's the way to claim the victory.
在圣经里面说，这是唯一在那里可以得胜的方法。
That's the way to get rid of the world in your heart.
在那里可以将世界除去，将你心中的世界除去。
Dear brother and sister, if anyone loved the world, the Bible tells us the love of Father is not in his heart.
因为圣经告诉我们，若是爱世界，这个人爱父的心就不在他心里。
I cannot change God's word.
我没有办法将神的话改变。
Even as much as I want to change that person.
虽然我极想要把某一个人改变。
I cannot change God's word until he comes to conformity with God's word.
当我没有办法把神的话改变，一直要等到那个人能够来到神面前，然后就借着神的话，他会改，他改变。
That's why I need patience with God.
这样，所以这样子我需要忍耐。
I need suffer from the Lord.
我也需要在神里要在神里面受苦。
To serve the church, I need to endure.
在那里，为了要服侍教会，我需要忍耐。
Those of you who want to see the revival need to suffer together with us.
若是那些我们要一起来看教会复兴的人，我们在这里要一起受苦。
We suffer for God's cause.
我们为神的。神的荣耀，神的原因，我们在这里受苦。
And John already told us, if we have fellowship with the Lord, then the world is nothing to us.
约翰这里告诉我们，若是我们与主有交通的时候，这个世界根本不算一回事了。
To my discouragement, many of the Christians told me, brother, I can't help it. You know, I have to live.
你知道，但是我很遗憾的，有很多基督徒跟我说弟兄啊，没有办法，我要生活呀。
I live too.
我也要活。
Every one of us here lived.
每一个人在这里都要活。
And shall live until the Lord comes.
而且我们要一直到神来的时候。
But Paul also taught us that those who use the worldly things as if they don't use.
但是保罗那里教导我们说，那些用事物的，用世上东西的，好像不用事物的一样。
That's the right attitude.
那样子才是一个正确的一个观念。
But these are the ones, you know, the change of attitude is not something that you taught into people's heart. The fellowshipping with the Lord is the strength they receive to be able to do what the word teaches.
但是你知道，我们光是这样子要教人家改变态度是做不到的，一直要等到神的灵在他里面做了之后，他这样的态度，他这样的观念才会改变。
If you understand yourself,
如果你了解自己
and you realize you cannot get rid of the world,
但是你发现我在你身上的世界除不掉
you know the answer.
你知道有什么有应该怎么做？你来到神面前，你来到神面前，然后你爱神。
I don't know about your situation, but I think your cure is that you need to study the Word of God.
但是我不知道是不是这样子，但是我知道这个解药就在于你能够来读神的话。
I don't know your spiritual condition, but I know you have not followed God's word, and because therefore you became weak.
我不知道是怎么回事，但是我定正确知道是一定是没有照着神的话做，所以如此才会如此的软弱。
A pastor do not give magic, do not perform miracles.
一个牧者没有办法在那里像变魔术似的。
You have to follow God's instruction.
但是你必须要照着神的话来做。
You want to be strong in the Lord, you have to follow His direction.
若是你要在神里面你要强壮的话，你就要必须要照着他的话。
If you say this doctor is no good, let me find some doctor who will not give me an operation. Go ahead and find one.
如果说这个医生不够好，我找另外一个，不用给我这不需要给我这么样子开刀的，那么请你找另外一个。
You know, many many times we want second opinion of the doctor.
你知道，常常我们要找另外第二个医生看看他的意见怎么样。
But as for my knowledge.The word of God is all sufficient. We don't need second opinion.
但是据我所知，这一本书，这本圣经，神的话就是我们不需要再有别的第二个意见。
You see, enemies knew that. Therefore, he wants us to he cast doubt on the word of God.
仇敌深深知道这一点，所以他就让我们百般的方法，让我们不去读圣经。
As if our eyes are covered, we don't know the purpose of God. We don't know what God created us for.
好像我们眼睛完全被蒙蔽，我们根本不知道神的旨意是什么，也不知道自己被造是什么意义。
You see, agape, the word love, agape in the original text.
在这个神的这个 agape 这个字，神的爱的这个字原来的意思。
It means a love with a purpose.
是在有一个目的的爱。
It also means a love without a condition.
也是表示一个没有条件的爱。
Dear brother and sister, please be clear of the concept. When God says agape,
请各位了解，当神说到这个 agape 这个字，这个神的爱的时候，
it is unconditionally
是没有条件的。
But it is with a full purpose.
但是是一个完完全全有一个很清楚的目的的。
Purpose is not condition.
一个目的并不是一个条件。
But once you receive an unconditional love.
It brings you to a purpose God has predetermined.
但是一旦你接受了这一个毫无条件的爱的时候，神才能将你带到那个神的目的地。
Dear brothers and sisters, so being loved by that agape doesn't mean we can lay back and sit back and do nothing about it.
所以并不是说我们接受了神的这样的大爱之后，我们就可以向后，我们可以轻松了，没事了。
You know, in the 60s, I heard some of the hippies begin turning to the Lord.
你知道在60年代的时候，那些嬉皮士他们有些人要信了主。
And they sing songs, very simple ones. Love, 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 love. Everything is love.
他们那时候就唱一些很简单的歌，凡是什么事情都是爱爱。
But that love is not agape.
但是那个爱不是神的这个爱。
Because that love doesn't bring you anywhere.
因为那个爱没有办法带你到任何一个目的。
It doesn't bring you into the will of God.
没有办法将你带到神的旨意中间。
You're feeling emotional with people. Doesn't bring you to the will of God.
只有你的一个感觉，就是跟人中间那么一个感觉不错，那个很好的一个爱的感觉，没有办法将你带到神的安神里面。
Agape is a love with full meaning of God's intention, purpose, all in it.
而这个 agape 这个爱，乃是真正知道神的旨意。在那里有完全的神爱的意义在里面。
I wonder, am I preaching to a mature audience?
我
Go ahead.
Don't worry. 我不知道我是不是我是不是像一群很成熟的基督徒在这讲道。
But you know, my daughter doesn't like the word useful in Chinese.
但是你知道我的女儿很不喜欢一个中文话说有用。
And one day we were making comments on her. You know, they are growing up. Some of them can help babysit. Some of them can help cooking. I said, these are some useful children.
我有一次我就说，哎，这些孩子们现在长大了，很有用了啊，可以帮忙看孩子，帮忙会煮饭，很有用了。
And you know, in the English connotation, that was not too good, really.
但是把这个有用这两个字直接翻成英文的时候，这两个字不太好听。
When you say useful, you are being used.
因为你说你这个人有用，你好像是被利用的感觉。
You've been used, therefore you don't like it.
因为你被利用，你就不喜欢。
Well, if you don't like the word being used, I wonder how you take the purpose of God.
但是若是你不喜欢这个被利用的话，我真不知道你怎么样能了解神的意义。
God's love is a love with a purpose.
因为神的爱是有一个意义，有一个目的的爱。
Isn't that deceiving or trying to cheat us when we fall into his trap and receive his love?
这个是不是有一点，我们有点上当啊？好像接受他的爱之后就要怎么样
？You know, God put up a bait, the bait of Jesus Christ dying on the cross.
好像神在那里放一个鱼饵似的，就是耶稣在那里十字架上死了。
And once you receive him, you're hooked. You have to follow him.
等到你一接受他，你就好像上了钩了，你就非跟着他不可。
And then you find out his love has a purpose.
然后你发现他的爱有一个目的。
You felt that you're being used. Is that the way you feel?
然后你就觉得哎呀，我是有被利用了，你是这样的感觉吗
？I hope not.
我希望不是。
I hope the agape love will stir up our desire to follow him even more.
我实在是希望这一个神的这个大爱在我们里面能够将我们里面的爱能够激励起来让我们来跟随他。
You know, John 1st chapter, 1st Corinthians 13 did talk about love and endurance, isn't it?
所以在这林前第十三章里面实在是讲到这个爱跟忍耐的事情。
And I like to say this, you may find about 20 places in the Bible, the New Testament, talk about endurance.
也许你在这新约里面可能找到20处讲到忍耐。
None of them taste very good.
没有一个地方是听了你读了会很开心的。
I have to tell you the truth. None of them taste very good.
我必须要告诉你们，没有一个地方提到忍耐的时候，是你是味道很不错的。
But I'm so glad you find one in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 7. He said, "Love endureth all."
但是我实在是很高兴，因为我们今天发现到，就在这个哥林多前书十三章里面讲到一次，讲到这个忍耐，这是神的忍耐。
No,
忍耐爱是爱是很
爱的
爱是爱的忍耐爱是爱的忍耐
I'm glad love makes endurance bearable
我很感谢主这个爱能够让忍耐能够受得了我们能受得了这样的忍耐
because we receive this love
因为我们接受了这个爱
therefore we can endure
这样子我们才能够忍耐
remember endure for a purpose
你知道我们这样忍耐是为了一个目的
Because God wants to see glory in us.
因为神要在我们身上看到荣耀。
You know that endure. I have neglected a major part in the Bible teaching about endurance.
我在这里我没有我将那个圣经上那个关于忍耐的教导那些最重要的我都忽略了都没讲。
I'm going to just make a few statements here.
我只要讲几句。
Please listen carefully.
请仔细的听。
When the Bible talks about endurance,
当圣经上说到忍耐的时候
，it also has an aspect of endurance.Before God.
在那里也提到一个在神面前的一个忍耐。
And people translate it into waiting on God.
在那里有时候我们把它翻译成在神面前侍立等候。
Now you understand it.
所以我们现在了解。
Dear brother and sister, the greatest patience you must have is to wait upon God.
在那里等候神，实在是需要我们最大的忍耐。
I mean, you wait for him.
你站在那里就是在那等候神。
There's no way you cannot wait for him.
没有办法有别的，没有什么别的方法。
If you didn't wait long enough, he just wouldn't do anything.
你如果是你忍耐的在那里忍等候的不够的话，神就是甚至就什么事都不做。
You want his will in your life?
你希望他的旨意在你的生活上吗？
You wait on him.
你就等候他。
Many of us are so used to an instant answered prayer.
我们常常就是很想有那些一祷告马上就得到答应。
But dear brother and sister, even Jesus himself told us to wait till the things happen. He gave the parables too.
但是甚至耶稣自己他都说，我在那里等候，等到这些事情成就。
He used a parable saying a man coming to a judge and asking for favor.
在那里好像说一个人到法官的面前，要希望能够得到一些好处。
And because she asked and asked and asked,
因为他
the judge had to give it to him.
在那里，因为他一直苦苦的哀求，于是这个审判官只好说，好吧，就这样算了。
And listen, this is an unjust judge.
但是你知道，这样的话，这个审判官实在不太公平啊。
Even an unjust judge will listen to people.
但是你想想看，甚至一个不义的、一个不公平的审判官，是和或尚且会要听从人家的这样的忍耐的这样等候。
Our God is just and hearing our prayer.
我们的神是一个公义、公平的神，而他听我们的祷告。
I mean, we wait upon him. What's wrong with that?
我们就等他就是了，没有什么别的，没有什么不对。
If God doesn't do anything, we're just upon waiting upon him.
若是神不做什么事情的话，我们就等。
If God wants to do something, let's wait upon him too.
但若是神要做什么事情的话，我们也是要在他们的面前等候。
I mean, we don't sit home and wait. We come to him and wait.
我们不是在家里就这么坐着等而已，我们是来到他面前等。
We come to prayer every day. Nothing, oh, because it's a long time, we don't, oh, let somebody wait first. We'll wait the last day.
我们每天每天在祷告里面来等候，不要说这是一个很长的事情，让别人去等吧，我先做别的。
No, you wait upon him now. That's the beginning of your endurance.
不是，这是从现在开始，你就先在那里等候神。这就是在这里，你的忍耐就在这里显现。
Dear brother and sister, this is also a secret when you wait upon him.
这也是一个你在神面前等候的一个秘密，一个秘诀。
You cannot wait, you don't have endurance.
你说你没办法等候，你没有这个忍耐。
In Book of Romans, chapter 15, verses 3 and 4, God says, Jesus said that. Paul says this.
在罗马书第15章里面第二、第三节保罗在里说到。
Paul says, our God is a giver of comfort and patience.
在这里神是给人给安慰和忍耐的神。
Actually, Paul says three things, comfort, patience, and hope.
在那里说到神是忍安慰忍耐和盼望的神。
I mean, if you wait on him, he shall give you the endurance.
若是你在那里等候神的话，神会将这样的忍耐加给你。
What he does is he gives you his love.
怎么样呢？他就将他的爱给你。
And with that love, you see the end, you see the hope, you see the glory, you see the end thing of God.
有这样子爱的时候，你就可以看到那神的目的，在那里看到神的荣耀，在那里看到神的目的。
And you can wait.
于是你就可以忍。
You can wait.
你就可以等候。
And that's how God gives us strength to serve.
这样子利用这一个神才给我们侍奉的一个力量。
Dear brother and sister, Jesus himself even has to wait.
甚至耶稣自己都要在那里等候。
The Bible teaches us to learn to get into Jesus' patience.
在那里耶稣圣经上教导我们要在那里要经历基督的忍耐。
要进入基督的忍耐。Jesus himself is the most patient savior.
耶稣是那个最有耐心的那位救主。
Paul waited.
保罗在那里等候。
John waited.
约翰也等候。
Job waited.
在那里约伯也在那里等候。
All saints waited.
所有的圣徒都在那里等候神。
Because we are waiting for a purpose of God.
因为我们在那里是等候是有一个神的目的。
And love gives us the strength.
而爱给我们这样的一个力量。
May the love of God fill us.
但愿神的爱来充满我们。
May he show us the purpose of being a Christian.
但愿神给我清楚告诉我们做基督徒是什么意思。
May God give us the patience to be praying.
让神给我们这样的忍耐，让我们可以祷告。
And that is not a small thing.
这不是一件小事。
When you have been receiving that love,
当你接受这样的爱的时候
God's purpose will be fulfilled.
神的目的就会要达到。
Dear brother and sister, I hope you didn't come here to listen to me talking about human love.
弟兄姊妹们，我希望你们在这里不是来这里听一些人跟人之间人间的爱。
Yes, you can transfer that God, a God kind of love, agape love, into your daily life. That's true.
的确，你可以将这样神的爱，能够把它变成人的爱，在每一天生活中间这样做出来。
You can even find application in your family relations.
你也发现在你的家里的这个关系中间，你也可以发现怎么样能够用活用这样的事情。
I trust you can do it yourself.
我相信这些你都会。
I trust when you remember God's word, love bears all things.Be patient with all things.
我相信你已经知道是在神爱里面能够忍耐一切。
And you would treat your wife better, treat your children better, treat your parents better, more patiently.
也许你对你的太太会好一点，对你的父母好一点，对你的孩子好一点。
But these are the applications.
但这些都是很活用的。
Which God will give you to use?
神就交给你，让你活用的。
But I am talking about God's purpose.
可是今天我们在这里讲到是神的那个目的。
Which is not.Milk.
在那里并不是 这不是一个奶。
This is a dry food.
在这里这是干粮。
But God will open our eyes to see this.
但是神求神打开我们的眼睛让我们看见。
And I'm sure many of you already see it.
我相信在你们中在座很一定有很多已经看见。
Just to give you an illustration and give you an upbeat.
只是想拿一些话来鼓励各位。
Yesterday I met a young man.
昨天我碰到一位年轻人。
Who is...The son of my father's friend.
是我爸爸朋友的儿子。
He was with me in Cornell about 17, 18 years ago.
差不多17年以前是我们在Cornell 的同学。
And I prayed for him and seek him to the Lord.
在那个时候我们为他祷告希望他能够得救。
He was a bright young man, therefore he has a lot of things to do.
他那个时候是个很聪明很能干的一个年轻人很多事情要做啊。
And I'm a few years senior to him, therefore he sometimes when he has a need, he came to me for help.
那个时候我比他大几岁，于是有些事情他就会来找我帮忙。
You know, we have a home meal ready to eat, so he comes with some friends sometimes.
有的时候他就会来我们家吃饭。
But to ask him to believe in the Lord.Was a hard thing.
但是要想让他信主啊，那真是难得不得了。
It was so hard.
真是难。
I prayed for him for 3 months and gave up.
我为他单单的为他祷告三个月，后来我就放弃了。
I have to admit I gave up.
我必须要承认，我实在是放弃了。
Otherwise, the grace of God wouldn't be so great.
不然的话，我们就看不见神的恩典是何等的大。
But I met him yesterday.
但是我昨天碰到他。
He's been married.
他已经结了婚。
And with a 3-year-old child.
有一个三岁的孩子。
He told me he believed the Lord 3 years ago.
他告诉我，他三年以前的接受了主。
Hallelujah! God's patience paid off.
Hallelujah! 神的这个忍耐啊，在这里能够得到结果。
Although we are faithless.
虽然我们是没有信的。
He is faithful.
但是他是信实的。
And dear brothers and sisters, these prayers will be answered.
弟兄姊妹们，这样的祷告是会得到答应的。
We may be praying a hard one these days.
也许我们现在我们的祷告是一个很难的事情。
And we don't see how God answers.
我们也没有办法看到神怎么样能够马上就回答我们的祷告。
But just wait for 15 years.
但是你就等15年吧。
Maybe 17 years.
也许17年呢。
Just wait for 15 years.
等吧。
Just wait.
我们就等吧。
All good things will come to those who wait.
所有那些等候的人，神必要赐给他一切最好的。
Those who wait upon the Lord shall not be shamed.
那些等候耶和华的必不至羞愧。
Lord, grant us the patience.
主耶稣啊，给我们这样的忍耐。
Grant us the love.
给我们这样的爱。
That we may serve in endurance.
让我们能够在爱里面，让忍耐中间来服侍你。
Knowing your purpose never changes.
我们也知道你的旨意永远不改变。
Knowing that you're slow to anger.
我们也知道你是不轻易发怒。
Knowing that you have all goodness reserved for the people.
我们也知道你将一切的好处都留给我们。
Although today we cannot yet get into Canaan.
虽然我们今天不能进入迦南。
But your promise has not changed.
但是你的应许永远不改变。
For you will lead us into the promised land.
因为你会带领我们进入迦南。
What are we?
我们是什么人呢?
We are just servants.
我们只是你的仆人。
We serve according to your will.
我们是照你的意思在这里服侍。
Not ours.
不是我们的。
Your will has been stated.
你的旨意已经在那清楚显现。
Therefore we find rest in you.
所以我们可以在你里面得到安息。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.